This is Jim Inkster, and our guest at this time is Tom Beards, one of the most fascinating people in show business, and he's written about his, at times, tortured life, but certainly a life rich with experience, brutal honesty and introspection, vulnerable, a roller coaster trip, not a Hollywood creature, a boy from the Midwest with values that tries to make him work, being a gay man and then a star and then the brother of a killer and the frustration of the downside of the Hollywood career and having to wait tables on those who were his peers. It's an amazing story from Tom Beards. His book is Young, Gay, and Restless. And good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, man. But you know what? The intro sounds down. It sounds downbeat. But the truth is, here I am at 56 years old in perfect health, very happy, living in a mountain cabin with my rescue dogs, and I paint pictures for a living. So even though I went through the Hollywood, I went through my schizophrenic brother killing my mom and forgave him for that and wrote about that in my previous book, Forgiving Troy, you know, I'm landing up at a good place. And that's one thing I wanted to get across in my new book.
Well, and you have experiences that are just downright amazing. You were in this world of sexual assault that we're finding out about. You had multiple instances of this. What happened to you?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because the reason that I started writing this book, Young, Gay, and Restless, is because I shared a couple years ago on Facebook to Facebook friends that I had been assaulted because it was brought up in politics. And I was assembling a compilation of men's stories of being sexually assaulted. And so that stands on its own, and I'll release that in a month. But I went off on my own journey and had 400 pages of that. As for me, pretty mildly sexually assaulted several times. But then one time in Los Angeles, there I was in my cowboy hat, 21 years old, came to Hollywood to be a star from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and a photographer comes over to me in a gay bar and says, you know, I can probably help you, you know. So I go to his place to look at his portfolio, and he drugs me, and as I'm falling unconscious, he's lowering my pants, and I was out, you know. I've never lost consciousness in my life, but I was out all night, and in the morning I tried to dress and drive home, and I hit a couple cars on the way home. Well, what's interesting about this, I think, from 56 years old looking back at 21, because I would do things different, I didn't think that this guy could be a serial rapist and I should call the cops. I thought, you know what? That really sucked what he did. You know, that was not fair to me. I was not attracted to him, anything like that. But it's over, and he promised me headshots. So I called him, and I asked to take photos with him. I just was careful never to take drugs or a drink from him. And in this way, I kind of relate to some of the Cosby accusers because they hung around Cosby after they were assaulted. You know, so it's just interesting to look back. And one thing I'm trying to get across in the new book, how men really feel about being sexually assaulted, is that we feel different. Not everybody has the same emotions or the same situation.
The book is Young, Gay, and Restless from Tom Beards, who was a star on The Young and the Restless from 1986 to 1989 and then came back in 2004. It is a book full of all kinds of interesting nuggets of information, including your account of an experience with a congressman. What happened here?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm Philip Chancellor III. That's who I played, and people will realize, will recognize that more than my name. A congressman, well, I've got a lot of Facebook friends, and I make my living on Facebook, you know, and I'm kind of fun, and I'm open, and I'm gay. And so a lot of guys hit on me, and there is a Republican congressman that routinely sends me naked pictures. But it's not an assault thing, because I'm just amused by it. You know, I'll never meet him. He's in a different state. But I really don't mind people sending me naked pictures, you know. Some people would, and I understand that.
Is this man married? Is he a married congressman?
No, he's not married.
No. But my guess is that he's not openly gay.
Right. But I yeah.
All right. Well, you escaped serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. How in the world did this happen?
When I was 19, I was working in Club 219 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I was bartending there, the top floor. My lover at the time, this big, burly, muscular, hairy bartender, he was downstairs in the basement bar. And at one point, he heard a voice tell him, "There's a serial killer in your presence." And he just ignored it. And then years later, when he watched the news, he realized, oh, my God, it was Jeffrey. It was his customer, Jeffrey. And he heard the voice at the same time. So, you know, Jeffrey would come to the bar that I worked at. And as we know, he was a serial killer and killed like 17 young men in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So frightening times.
Yes, indeed. You grew up Catholic in Wisconsin. And you did not acknowledge your sexuality for some time, and there is a fascinating account of what happened when your mother learned that you were gay. What happened?
I told my mom when I just turned 18, and at that point I had also given a couple of drag queens a ride to a bar that night. So we stopped to see Mom, and I decided to tell her at that moment, and she naturally assumed that I was just going to become a drag queen. That I think that's what her fear was, so she just kind of cried, and there was nothing I could say about it. I never did want to pursue that, and my parents, they were very supportive. I've had a lot of boyfriends. In the book I talk about, I've had sex with probably 200 guys over the years. And my parents have been very supportive of my boyfriends and of me being homosexual.
You were the first openly gay contract player on a major daytime drama. That is significant.
Yes, it is, especially to me, because in 1986 and 1989, I was in the closet. And when I came back 20 years later, I was able to be an openly gay man, and we made my character gay with the plot line that he had faked his death 20 years ago because he was gay, and now he was coming out. So it meant a great deal to me as a person, as a man, to be comfortable with who I am. And that's one reason I wrote Young, Gay, and Restless, is to test myself to see how far I've come as far as getting over the shaming that I had in my childhood. I think I've come a long way because, as you know, everything's written in that book, so there's no secrets.
I bet, Tom, that people all over the country, from Los Angeles to Louisiana, recognize you as Philip Chancellor III. You have a lot of people who remember your big role on Young and the Restless.
Yeah, cool. I do. It's a great part. Yeah.
And along the way, you say you've had 9 plastic surgeries.
Yeah, you know what? I never liked the way I looked. TV adds weight. So when I hit stardom that I was 24 playing 17, and I was skinny, although I looked all right on camera. So about 30, when I hit 30, I started to try to enhance my looks, and I had my ears pinned back, I had my veneers put in, and I had a chin implant, and I took that out because that didn't work at all, and I had my jaw, I had silicone around my jaw, and then buckling inside that to make it more square. I also had liposuction. And at that point, I was dealing with a doctor that was an expert with penis augmentations. And I said, hey, let's take some of this fat from my stomach and put it in my penis.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's something I never told anybody. I didn't even tell my lovers that until this book. So, that's one thing that I'm coming over. And I'm at an age where I can be amused at things.
Why would you want to do this at 56 years old? Reveal all this personal information.
Well, because, you know what? An actor would never write this book. There's too many damaging things in there. Only an artist would, and I've become an artist. Not just that I paint, but my whole mentality. I'm more alternative thinking. That's just who I am. I'm more of a neurotic, over-analyzing artist who's pushing his life lesson of don't limit me. So that's kind of who I am. And when I spend so much time alone in a cabin doing the things I love and working on my projects, that source. You know, I don't have a boss to answer to. I don't have a husband to answer to. I don't have kids that say, "Dad, don't say that. It's too embarrassing." You know, I'm really free in that sense. So that's why I can be incredibly honest in this book.
You know as well as I do that if you wrote this book 30 years ago and we're talking as we are right now, it would create quite a storm. Today, not so much, but still, is there discrimination against people like you?
Yeah, there are, because if I was straight, I would have got a major publishing deal. I was turned down, and I believe it's because I'm just not that commercial.
Tom Beards, who is still active as an actor and obviously as a writer, and his latest work is Young, Gay, and Restless. Thank you for joining us today, Tom.
Dude, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
And happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope everybody is as festive as Tom Beards was a few moments ago. And tonight, the New Orleans Saints are hoping to celebrate in a big way. The Saints are playing the Atlanta Falcons in the Superdome and shooting for victory number 10. New Orleans has won 9 in a row after losing its opener in the Superdome to Tampa Bay, and the Saints have looked all but invincible in recent weeks, most recently defeating the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending world champions, 48-7. So the Saints are almost a 2-touchdown favorite tonight. We'll see how it goes, and we'll be talking about that in the days to come.